From Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.
Welcome to this latest edition of Radio Sparky, the podcast which shines the spotlight on some of the excellent work happening across Richmond Fellowship. I'm Matt Webb, and as someone who's been a person we support, worked in Richmond Fellowship's Sudbury Supported Housing Service, and now works as a communications and marketing officer, I know how important working together and co-production is across every level of our organisation. To mark Working Together Week and to talk about what working together means to them, I'm joined by James Dominiak, Service Manager at Richmond Fellowship Supported Housing Service in Stowmarket, and Matt and Jordan, who use the service. James, first of all, just tell us a bit about your service and what it offers to people with mental ill health.
Yeah, so in Stowmarket, we have supported housing. So we have one 24-hour supported housing service for people with mental health issues. We also have a lower level supported housing service as well in Stowmarket. In addition to that, we offer support out in the community, which reaches out all across Suffolk. We also have supported housing as well within Sudbury.
How has your service been impacted during the coronavirus pandemic? It's been a difficult time, and obviously supported housing, you've had to put extra safety precautions in place, not just to protect people we support, but also staff. How has it impacted your delivery as a service?
Yeah, so obviously it's been uncharted sort of territory with COVID-19. So a lot of it is really, to start off with, it's been quite a lot of learning for ourselves. So the way, but the sort of impact is primarily it's been on people's mental health, because we've not been able to do as much one-to-one support. We've also not been able to deliver sort of as much group work as we wanted to do. For the staff as well, it's meant adjusting their working ways and patterns, being able to also adjust where they're working because of their own, maybe their own physical health issues. And there's been, massive change in the direction of the way we're running services. So looking a lot more at digital inclusion, making sure we've got the IT equipment in place, but also concentrating on staff well-being and the well-being of people we support, but also promoting resilience and information sharing, really. So it's had quite a profound sort of impact. We've been quite lucky that we've not had any, touch wood, any COVID cases, but we have had to adjust the rota, for example. So there's less staff working on site and others are working at home. I'll take additional sort of personal protective equipment measures as well.
You touched upon digital, going sort of digital to provide a digital offering to people we support. That's via a little blog microsite that you've launched.
So what we did to help provide sort of updates and information, what I did, I worked with yourself to sort of launch the a WordPress site, which just sort of give people information about what's going on at the service in relation to COVID, and also the opportunity for people to feedback or ask any questions, but also give a sort of a hub of information for people to access.
As a member of staff, of course, it is Working Together Week. What does co-production mean to you?
It means that we're all equal and that we are responsible for running and developing the service.
How have you managed to instill a co-production model in your service? It must have been quite a tricky thing to do, because you have to kind of get everyone together and plan things. How have you been able to make that happen?
Yeah, so back when Working Together came into fruition, I think it was around 2014-15 sort of time, and the organisation really pushed for it. We're quite fortunate. We've got a really good community link worker in Janet, who's able to really push getting people involved in service. So that's one of the things. Also, I think leadership's really important. So I really wanted to be quite a sort of role model for that, for staff and other services. So, developing a plan, for example, about how we're going to implement Working Together on a practical level. So for example, changes as a result of that, I've seen that we always include people in the recruitment interview process. We have people, last year, for example, they helped set the annual budget. It also, we involve people in the local ways of running the service. So they have helped formulate our approach to recovery. They've also helped out in the running of groups. And also when we're doing promotional work, World Mental Health Day, they will help do that and run it for the day. But it's really about sort of ensuring that it's embedded in the service and there's a culture of working together, but also that staff have got the skills and that people feel confident and able to dip in and dip out as they see fit as well, because it, you know, it can't be forced upon people. It has to be something that you're volunteering to do. So a lot of it really is about gathering that information on RF Connect, but also making people aware of what opportunities are out there, for example.
And Matt, you've been heavily involved in the working together at Cricket Meadow. Just tell us about the things that you've been doing when you were a service user to bolster support and get fellow people we support to be involved.
I was involved, I think it was around about the start with James, actually, is when the framework was being developed by James himself. And I've been involved in it, whether that be I've been involved with interview processes for staff. I've been to various meetings, which discussions about co-production. This is, can anything be anything from advising on policy, correcting paperwork, maybe some grammar, and having input upon the whole idea of co-production and being around that.
Jordan, what activities do you get up to at Cricket Meadow? Obviously, COVID-19 has probably resulted in some of them changing in how they're delivered, but what sort of things do you get up to, and how many people are usually involved?
Well, at the minute, it's mainly sort of one-to-ones, if you need like support, as in from the staff, having a chat sort of thing. But most of the activities have actually stopped at the minute because of COVID. And it's changed everything, really.
How has the working together approach impacted on your recovery journey? I'll put that one to Matt first.
It's been absolutely vital within it, because there's quite a lot of reasons for that. I haven't got time for all of them. But a sense of I'm able to use my skills, what I was previously, outside of mental health, outside of the involvement I've had with Richmond Fellowship, to do with my mental health. I had skills, I was working, I could bring a lot of things. So rather than be led by, rather than have a dynamic of service user and staff, I found myself embracing the idea and pretty, really empowered by the working together. My mental health issues previously driving it all seemed to dissipate, and I was able to stand shoulder to shoulder with the staff as human beings and working together. So it was incredibly empowering. Traveling around the country, attending meetings, making connections. That's also quite an often unspoken aspect of co-production. But for me, it's making connections with different organisations and people, whether that be for Outreach and Fellowship or other organisations that are attached to them, has made a massive difference. And a lot of these connections have led to further opportunities for co-production. So working together, it would be a lifelong impact, a very, very positive impact, and certainly my recovery going forward. And I'm very proud to be part of it.
That's really good to hear. Jordan, I'll put that same question to you.
Yeah, it sort of gives you an insight of, who's caring for me and, how much effort they actually put into what they do for us. Like Matt said, it gives you a chance to sort of travel around the country a bit, meet new people, and it's really good.
And Jordan, how are you finding your support through Richmond Fellowship at the moment?
Really good, to be honest. I've come a long way since I've been here, and sort of changed so much since I've been here, sort of thing. I'd like to thank them for what they've done for me and stuff like that.
And Matt?
I've been involved with Richmond Fellowship Cricket Meadow since 2013, and my support has always been outstanding. I've been discharged from their service for over a year now, yet I am still supported and to a great level, particularly during COVID. We had some Zoom meetings, phone calls, and the level of support was still offered, and yet I'm discharged. So it's been amazing, even through these times. It's played a significant role in keeping me positive.
That's a really really inspiring story, Matt, and yours is as well, Jordan. James, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Sparky today to talk about working together and what it means to you across Richmond Fellowship. Gentlemen, thank you.
You're welcome.
Radio Sparky.